With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Russell Hoban's wordplay and inventive use of language is apparent in his latest novel, The Medusa Frequency. Hoban created a literary stir a few years back with his book Ridley Walker, in which Hoban took a number of liberties with the English language. But Hoban insists that the language in Ridley Walker was not all that unusual.
It is simply lower class English, where the auxiliary verbs are omitted. Instead of saying I have gone, I have done, the people say I gone, I done. Big words break into two bits. Other words are blurred, so they change somewhat. New words are stuck in. As I was writing, I kept word lists of anything that deviated from standard English.
Russell Hoban's new book, The Medusa Frequency, stands out with such lines as, "It was Novembering hard outside. The dark air sang with the dwindle of the year."
If my use of words seems unusual, it's only because so many writers use words in a clunkish way simply to convey chunks of experience. The words themselves have no color, flavor, density, texture.
Growing up in Lansdale, Pennsylvania, Russell Hoban was one of the few people in the neighborhood whose parents had a room that could actually be called a library and included a 5-foot shelf containing the Harvard classics.
Every volume remained new and virgin except Vol 17, which was Folklore and Fable, and that's the one that I read pretty well to death.
And something clicked when Hoban read a book of fairy tales by Oscar Wilde.
That was where I first came across words that delighted in their texture and weight and density and color.
Set in present-day London, The Medusa Frequency by Russell Hoban mixes the real and unreal to update the myth of Orpheus, published by Atlantic Monthly Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Russell Hoban is known for such critically acclaimed novels as Ridley Walker and The Medusa Frequency, his latest. But Hoban started out as an illustrator, some of his best assignments coming from the Time Life Group. Russell Hoban fell into writing books for children in the 1950s.
I used to drive around Connecticut, where I lived, making sketches and paintings of construction machinery because I found it beautiful. And some of our friends thought that my drawings were the sort of thing that would make a good children's book.
Russell Hoban illustrated that book and then one other about an atomic submarine.
After that, I drifted into a kind of little didactic tale involving anthropomorphic animals, and I was no good at doing cuddly animals myself. So Garth Williams illustrated the first book of that kind.
In all, Hoban wrote more than 50 books for children.
My first recognizably adult novel was The Lion of Boaz Jakin and Jakin Boaz, which was published in 1973.
How difficult was it to get out of the image, the mold of being a children's writer?
Not at all. It never occurred to me that I was going to spend the whole of my life doing 10-page typescripts for children's picture books.
Hoban's 1981 novel, Ridley Walker, captured a lot of attention because of its inventive use of language. The same can be said about The Medusa Frequency, Hoban's updating of the tale of Orpheus.
In The Medusa Frequency, the starter element that combined with the head of Orpheus was a particular olive tree that I saw on the island of Paxos. It was a great gaping dark hole in the trunk. The hole in the trunk was of such a kind that it made one think that perhaps a naked goddess had walked out of it into the green light of the olive grove.
Russell Hoban's The Medusa Frequency was published by Atlantic Monthly Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Born in Pennsylvania in 1925, Russell Hoban, author of The Medusa Frequency and Ridley Walker, has lived in London for nearly 20 years.
I'm one of those people who's always felt himself to be a stranger in his native land, and it's comfortable to be a stranger where one really is a stranger.
Russell Hoban's The Medusa Frequency is the tale of a comic book writer struggling for inspiration to produce a novel. In a surreal episode, the writer encounters the severed head of Orpheus. I had a little trouble with some of the playful language in the book until Hoban set me straight.
I say, give me an example.
Okay, well, I'm looking here. Gnig, Gnext, Mymph, I said, as what felt like an iron fist pushed heavily against my sternum.
There's nothing confusing about that. He explained that he makes his living writing comics and that he tends to hear all sounds in expressionistic capital letters. And we've already seen that he tends to experience angina pectoris in moments of anxiety, so there's nothing confusing about that.
Okay.
There's almost nothing that doesn't explain itself in context.
Yeah, like before the big wish, snick ya into the blood...
Snook.
I'm sorry. Didn't mean to mispronounce that. Enter the blug hole went Nivisnu the Trunsk.
Nivisnu the Trunsk. Well, he's describing a fantasy comic strip, which, again, is explained as it is narrated. There's nothing confusing about that.
A successful writer of children's stories, Russell Hoban decided that he couldn't imagine a grown man spending his whole life doing that.
I grew up assuming that development is a continuing process in art and in oneself.
Russell Hoban's books have attracted a faithful following. The Atlantic Monthly Press published his latest, The Medusa Frequency. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.